Now let's talk about another icon, one with a lightsaber. Tomorrow marks the anniversary of Star Wars. 35 years ago, moviegoers first paid to see a tale from a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
It changed the life of John Booth, author of Collect All 21, Memoirs of a Star Wars Geek.
There were no space movies to me before Star Wars.
And then came Star Wars 1.
Actually, Steve, that's Star Wars 4.
Or 1. The movie exploded across American culture, influenced other films, spawned 5 sequels and prequels that are confusingly numbered, and lasted long enough for John Booth to share his childhood obsession with his daughter.
In his house, it's normal to use a Jedi mind control trick to try to get out of chores.
You don't need to have me mow the lawn this afternoon. I don't need to go to the grocery store this afternoon. And you can't see it, but I'm doing that Jedi hand wave thing.
Just as Obi-Wan Kenobi does in A Tight Spot.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
Star Wars still has the power to engage people's imaginations. We mentioned the movie on Morning Edition's Twitter feed. Then another Twitter feed called the hashtag game invited tweets that mix Star Wars with public radio.
The many responses include, these are not the tote bags you're looking for.
Obi-Wan Pajoli.
Prairie Clone Companion.
And may DeFord be with you.
Morning Edition, this is...
Renee Montaigne, I am.
Steven Skeep also.